So they want to let the people know that anything that comes from the sky is malevolent, that if we land one day we are to be destroyed, and as well some governments, especially I am very sorry, the American government wants to be the almighty powerful government on your planet, and if a threat comes from space they will play a game and pretend that they are the big heroes to save you all. But there is no such alien invasion as SA planned. The alien invasion has occurred thousands of years ago. Malevolent once they are here since so long. Yes, is ignorance, you know your true history is completely manipulated, it is not history you think it is. I just wanted to say that there are more benevolent beings than you think around you. This is all I want to say. Some of them who are different densities and different dimensions. May they be in different densities or dimensions. We're all united. You know there are seven the ancient spirits of your planet, who are living in the fourth density. They are here imbricated in your physical what you call physical and I call the third density, because physical form is higher. They are here it is parallel shells of the same sphere. In your planet as a scrimmage in the sphere bigger than your planet. It is the etheric. Imagine around this sphere a shell, a 14, spherical shell. This spherical shell includes a density. But superimposed to the spherical shell you have another shell which is exactly at the same place. But another one vibrating to higher or lower density. And they've all imbricated one another. Do you know how many chakras you have? They are activating as you elevate your frequency. Species evolves. Some of the chakras are activating. So it is never added or redrawn, it is always the same amount of chakras that you have, 24. But increase your frequency and you will have more chakras opening, especially higher. And this is what is happening. So 12, 13. We in the fifth density we have 14 active and we can activate the other ones when we meditate or we join upper planes or do something else. You had 7 active. Now 12 and 13 probably it depends on everybody, it is not a general thing. So some persons on Terra will have 13 activated, but some will have 7. It depends on the evolution of everybody. It is not a creation of chakras, it is an activation. When you elevate your frequency you elevate your energy into your body. And as conscience goes higher, higher you activate the highest chakras. There is an exercise we do as our daily routine. It is inspired from the Auron way. It is from the Arcturian people. We try to that every time we start a period, we call period what you call days because in space we have no day no night. Whatever, we start by doing this attunement to what you call your high self, the higher part of ourself. But higher is not a dimensional, I don't use this word, higher is not a geographical spatial aspect. Higher is a higher rate of frequency, I would say faster. It is like when you speak about the light. Light is a phenomenon with photons, but light is as well it less heavy. When the frequency vibrates very very fast it becomes less heavy, lighter. There are two sorts of light for the term light. We employ it for the light from the source which is an energy, and as well for the lighter aspect of a frequency. There is as well the physical light, the third one. That you see with the photons but that is independent. So we elevate ourselves our vibration our frequency and doing so we climb inside of our beings to reach and activate the chakras, what you call the chakras above us, above our body of flesh. For us it is a bit different because you are not yet here, you are arriving the dot it is your future and destiny to be like us. We are transdimensional beings. We can exist in the fifth dimension and we can as well downgrade to third dimension. But we do not really do this very often, only when we need to intervene on your third dimensional plane. We usually vibrate at a higher rate, what you call the fifth density. When you will be at this stage all your planet, when the process will be complete, we will be on the same level and we will be able to connect better on the some physical plane. Mars the colonies on Mars were colonies from the early Federation, they were Lyrans, Pleiadians they're all the races. And these colonies one little piece of it effectively has been sent to Terra, the survivors created there a civilization, no, I wouldn't tell a civilization. They create a colony. but the destruction of Mars was by war. There was such a big war. This is when the Anunnaki left and the reptilians took control of your planet. About soul scalping, the Chica already helped the reptilians a lot abducting people, especially people in key positions, and replacing them. They captured the souls, what you call the souls, the light body, the body of light, the etheric body, the immortal body that is not damageable. They separate it from the body. They put the etheric body in a pod because they don't know what to do with it. They use the substance for 15 different things, but this is another topic. In the envelope, the soul of visitor Chica, probably all that time is put and the being created, so goes back into the Terran life. But now it is a different being. Itus a Chica with the envelope. So this woman is somewhere in a ship in an underground, and her body is used by another being. It is not always happening like this. Sometimes you have real Chica, real Nagas shape-shifting and taking positions. Some people want to talk, they are killed or silenced. Some people want to flee. They are cold, the best way they do is to silence. They doth hat very well. They break the soul, they break the will, they break people. In the entertainment field you have many of them. But as well you have Terrans who have sold their souls to the Chicas in exchange of fame, in exchange of power. They have accepted to give a parcel of their soul in exchange of fame and power, and then they are at service of the Chicas. They give them suffering, fear, they are drugged with substances, they become addicted to these substances. It's a very dark story, you know. I'm watching the data sometimes. My colleagues are talking about it. But all this is nearly touching an end. Your governments allied with the Federation are just making a big cleansing, and you know. I told you already there are lies. The allies of the Chicas are going away, the Maitre are going away. They are doing their own now. They are going solo. This is a good thing and not a good thing, but Maitre are not interested in power on Terra, they're just interested in their slave trade, and that is all what matters to them. Terra is for them just the ground for just hunting. Hunting ground. Chica, they want the planet. They say they were here before everybody else. They were here long ago, not before everybody else. They claim it. History: the Anunnaki came first, then the Chica Empire came cohabited for a time, but then Thedais agreed on the way to proceed to hybridization. Then came the Lyrans and all the other ones. First there was the Anunnaki Sumer, yes they were there. Now the country's name is Iraq, and they were there. They helped the local indigenous to build a very prosperous civilization. You know the Anunnaki were first to good people, but then they were caught by greed and by power. And all that was done with their population. You wouldn't believe what they've done with the animals, the indigenous population. They did a lot disturbing things. They were experimenting. But then the Chuka Empire was here, and they wanted to do their own hibernation for food and slave. The Anunnaki were scientists, they were engineers, they wanted to explore and play around with genetics. But then they both fought and there was a war. The Anunnaki left, the Chuka Empire stayed. The Anunnaki are very strange people, we don't have contact with them very much. They are not trustworthy people. Their, I would say, ethics has very different levels than our ethics. They're reptilians looking like humans. Anunnaki had not interfered in the Egyptian civilization, it was the Lyrans and the ones from Orion. These two civilizations, the Lyrans, the man people, and the ones from Orion, have interfered into the Egyptian. The Orion people interfered in the genetics of some family bloodline in the royalty of this Egypt country. This is why you find some elongated skulls in the representations, because those from Orion's, they look like what you call the tall greys. There were as well a little part of the population from what you call Zeta. But these ones weren't very powerful. And this knowledge has been forbidden, not forgotten, forbidden, because it was hiding a great, great, great power. 16. The Lyrans had a formidable technology using energies for power supplying. Power. This energy was very dangerous, and any other population aware of this was a threat. So this has to stop, because it was generating a lot of wars. So the knowledge and the power has been buried. Dimensionally shifted, which means you can't find it, but it's there in some undergrounds. You have to shift dimension yourself to be able to access these things. In the actual state of the vibrations of planet, all the Terrans submitted to greed and the hunger for power cannot shift into a higher frequency. They are tied down, so they cannot access these archives of knowledge. It is very well taught. I am named by a race Pleiadian from the Pleiades, but this is not my original world. The Pleiades cluster of stars is very young, and when we arrived there wasn't any world able to sustain life. We are Lyrans, we fled our systems because it was attacked by the Chakar Empire, what you call the Reptilian Empire, and the survivor colonies fled a little bit everywhere, where they could. Four of our colonies found this cluster, and we settled there. We terraformed the planets and we started colonies. We are named Pleiadians because we live there, but we are Lyrans. And I want to say to all who listen not to despair. We are here for you. We will not let you down. You are not alone in this. We are a lot supporting you, guiding you, helping you. We're fighting for you, and from our heart all will be well at the end. Your work of elevation. Rise your vibration. 17, the 23rd of April 2020, Extraterrestrial Contacts https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=VKHP904SSTS new version of the interview, uploaded the 21st of May 2021. Elena has edited out all parts with Eliza, mostly questions. Triangular ships. Killy Tockett vs TR-3B Thorhan, first was created a Terran ship looking like ours, which was a reversed engineering from a technology they have had from crashes. This was a discoidal ship, made up in two different places. Two countries had the same technology developed differently, country called America and country called Germany. Both had created this discoidal ship from the reverse engineering, never activate the core. The core needed some crystals they never had, something that cannot be found on Terra. So this one never worked. They tried to make it work with Terran technology. It could take off, but it never really worked. Now the government of America created a triangular ship, so this is very confusing, because this and us in action. This one evolves, but it is very specific. They only have four of them. This triangular shape can be really, really mistaken with the Killy Tockett ships. Who are those, who are called the Tall Whites, because their skin is very pale? The Killy Tockett have big triangular ship, that can cloak. Terran ship cannot cloak. The Killy Tockett triangular or bigger black, so black that it hovers the light, and it is so black and so polished perfect. And it can reflect underneath what is above it. Like in transparency, that will be the effect, but it is not really transparency, it is copying what is above below the ship. The Killy Tockett have three little lights at each angle underneath the ship. There is nothing else within these three little lights. The edges of the triangular form are very sharp. Now the Terran triangular ship don't absolutely fly the same way. They cannot speed. They can at war, and they are smaller. They are clearer gray. I would say dark gray, but not black. And the three triangular lights are bigger, and in the middle you have a hole for access. They are clearer, round edges and smaller. Killy Tockett, it's a very perfect technology, there is no sound, you can shift to another density, and then it is like if it is vanishing in the air. Then you can use warp to just bend the space, but the trajectory is always calculated before. You wouldn't like to hit something. Don't you play it before the trajectory a point to another point? And all obstacles coming in them idle are avoided. It is a very precise calculation, but this is going very fast. Telepathy, you know, races can communicate telepathically among themselves and some others among themselves and other races as well, it depends. We have rules of non-invasion in your mind space, we can as well cloak our minds. We have cloaking devices we can be implanted with. And all officials of the federations have it. 18. Q and A, the undergrounds are very deep, and it is what you call labyrinth. And no, it is not over. Well, your governments have turned against the Chukos, so it is winning ground. The thing is, we can act only behind, hidden, and trigger the strings of the different tools we have. The institution, the people who can influence people. This is how can I put this? You need to do it, because you need to learn from it. You need to do yourself. The effort, if you manage to do that, you will have grown. It is very difficult. We are supporting, we are helping you. But the final move, it's in your hands. It has to be. The job, it is necessary you do it, with our support, with our help, but every act, it is yours. This is the only way you can grow and become stronger. If you do it self, you will become stronger. I can just deduct what is going to happen, but I am not a foreseeing person. I know big lines are written, I know that you will succeed, I know that this new system will be put in place. Our elders have seen it, our elders have manifested it. So this I know that you will succeed. You must keep hope. I fight nearly every day, or I put my life at risk, and I put the life of my crews at risk. If I hadn't any hope, why should I do that? Why should I risk my life and the life of my crews? If I hadn't hope, help is what generates all my actions. An axe about love, good morning, or whatever time it is on your planet. I am here now very often. I want to watch. It is very impressive to watch this, to watch the species enabling their power. This species of yours is on the brink of becoming truly human. This is very exciting for our heart. I cannot stop watching. There are some of the Federation fighting at your side. You know, I am not a fighter, I am a peace bringer. I travel from world to star, galaxy to galaxy, and I am very glad to talk to you. Thorhan has contacted me yesterday. You know, my time is not on the same structure as your time, so I'll employ your terms. Thorhan contacted me yesterday. He asked me tell the Terrans about the necessary and very important power of love. So I will tell you about the necessity of cultivating E-Link and your power of love, and to love. What is love? This is the necessary step and tool that will allow you to reach the higher level on your evolution. Love, you have tendency to forget about it, because you are worried, you fear, you calculate with your mind a lot. You calculate for your survival, the survival of your species, but as well the survival of your planet. Your planet is not in danger. Your planet has known and means even worse than what you do. Terra will survive and live and renew. The power of life is something more powerful than you think. So do not worry for Terra. When you worry and you fear, you are cut from love. Love is a strength. It comes directly from source. This is the impulsion and intention that binds everything together. It is something that allows you to travel, to link two places in space or two moments in time. It comes from the middle of your chest. In your species there is something there, a portal with the green light, not in your avatar body, but in your true body, which is composed of a higher frequency. This portal can connect you to any being. Imagine when you love someone, this being can be on another world. If you express your love by the portal of your chest towards this being will feel it. You will create a channel, a bond of energy between you and this being. Love is too desired with the other, and this desire is a fantastic impression, and it can carry information from one to the other and the other way around. Now imagine expressing this same thing between you and the source of things and love. Receive love in exchange, but in the shape of energy. It is a frequency. Love has a frequency, it is a vessel. So love can not only connect you to what you think is impossible to connect, love can as well create, manifest in your chest. 19. In your chest, imagine, in your head, visualizing in your chest, whatever you want to create. Something good, something made with love, for love, something pure and light, created in love in the middle of your chest. And then make it so powerful, that it will reach destination in time. Time is not linear as you think. This is only an illusion from the senses of this avatar, of flesh and bone and matter. Time is spherical. The past, the future and the present all exist in one in the present moment. So the message Thorhan wanted me to pass on with my words, is to love each other. Love the ground upon which you stand. Love the air you breathe. More than anything, love Eakatha. You will then create a bond between each of you, and once bonded together you will be as one. You can manifest and love the future you want. The present is the only real moment, and it is eternal in its singularity. Some concepts difficult to understand with your limited brain, but if you connect to who you really are, you will understand, not by the mind but by the heart. Remember, you are all coming from there, from this source. You have been traveling from avatar to avatar carrying this knowledge, forgetting every time you incarnate, but this knowledge you have it. It is up to you to remember, connecting with who you are, and then you know, you remember. Awakening is remembering. Awakening from a night where you were sleeping and suddenly you see the light of day, and you remember. What was yesterday? What did you do yesterday? During the night you were dreaming, you were in oblivion, but when you wake up you remember everything that happened before the night. I speak a lot and I passed my message. Well, Thorhan message. To me, love is the meaning of my life. You don't need to touch each other. It is good to give each other an exchange, what you call a hug, but now in these times you are invited to stay away from each other. It's fine, it is the moment you can develop your ability to hug with your energy. You know, you used this word quantum very often, this is the moment to use it really. Quantum love, this is what I am talking about. When your children are suffering, it is generating in your heart a very painful and sorrowful frequency of energy. The movement comes from the pain of your children towards your heart. And your pain, and you cannot go beyond it. No, it has to be tried, reverse the process and the flow, full love generated in your heart. I know, listen to me, generate the love. This is a very difficult thing to manifest in your mind, that your children are not suffering when they are. It is where their difficulty lies. Now listen, generate love for your children. Allow love from source flow through, from the top of your head poorly in the waterfall of light into your heart. And this love, send it to your children, that they receive it. And this energy of love very concrete will heal them, will make them stronger, and they will be more able to fight suffering, to have hope, to be stronger in adversity. Besides this, action is necessary if your children are suffering. It is not only love that will save them. Love will help them coping better. You have to take action and fight to liberate them from the suffering as well. Now it can be different causes, and I don't have the answer for each cause, or maybe, I can have an advice for each cause, but it will take very long. So first let's reverse the flow when somebody you love is suffering, acknowledge it. But straight away channel love and send it to this person, that this person feels stronger and healthier. I think that you can try to link malevolent beings to the light. The cleansing, revealing light, that they see their darkness and they won't want to change. This is my way of thinking. Some will think differently. It is a balance, you need both to learn and grow. You need things to happen to trigger the growth. You know it is very painful to hear. I cannot stand children suffering. The best way to my heart is to bring light into the beings of those who do these horrible things. It is interesting to have this same conversation with Thorhan. I had this discussion already him and I recently. He thinks, compassion, 20, for these malevolent beings, he thinks they must be removed. I think that removing a problem is not solving it. But we are from different cultures. Thorhan has spent a part of his life saving children. He cannot speak about children tortured without becoming emotional. And you know the points of view are different. We are all standing on our rock having a different perspective on what is happening. But at the end we all want to stop children suffering. We do it by bringing the light in the heart of the dark. Thorhan does it by saving and rescuing the children. We both act on different levels. I love you all and I can feel the different energies plugged on me reaching me. I feel you all. I send you my love, which is love from source, flowing through me. It is love, bring you joy, healing and comfort. Never forget to love and never forget to hope. 21, the 29th of April 2020, a message from Thorhan about hope. 29.4.20, a message from Thorhan about hope. 29 April 2020 https://www.youtube.com/watch v=61sa6sa. This is a quick message that I received from above. Few of us now know that I have contacts with guides that are not from this earth since I am a child. Last night I was called to receive a message by the one, some of you know by the name of Thorhan. He is watching over me since I am a child and saved my life actually. I met him last night in astral connection and there were strong messages that told me that I needed to pass on. 2 years ago, as I was telling him I was scared and despaired about terror attacks in the world, he said to me that is nothing, that is nothing. In 2020, in 2 years' time, the world will go through something absolutely horrific and you have to be prepared for it. Enjoy life until then. And effectively this horrid thing happened and we have many country had many contacts since. And you told me a lot about it, that August was going to be panic, and September and October the economy collapse and everything just rebooting. And after that period of darkness and we will head into the winter solstice 21st of December, which is astronomically and physically, energetically important date for the Earth every year. We will start to feel and see the light and see that there are solutions and that we are heading for the light. What he told me last night was that, by June 2021 all of this will be over and humanity will head towards a new world based on light. The new system will be put in place. By the new system he means a better system, he means the victory of light, the victory of the heart. And then all will be fine. What you told me as well last night was that we must not lose hope. Help is what is fueling the change. Hope is the magical power. There is hope, because he saw it, he knows it, we are heading toward the light, towards liberation. The old patterns are breaking down, the truth has been revealed, the darkness is being dismantled. It's a big purge, it's a big cleansing. He said tell them to use the green energy. This is what will build the new world. I asked him what do you mean by green energy? He said, the green energy from the heart, the green energy produced by the heart chakra. Love, the emerald of knowledge, the knowledge of the consciousness not of the mind, the knowledge of the heart. By green energy he meant the green fire, the energy of nature, the life force. The life force is a very powerful energy that, if you know how to use it, you can power so strongly. You can tell power the whole world for free every day. This is what he was calling by green energy as well, all the energies of nature, renewable energies. So this is what I received last night, so keep hope. You are building your new future. We are rebuilding the future in the present by manifesting it in the present. You have this creative power. Light is winning. The war is not over, we're still fighting the dark side. What is the dark side? It's deep and some pattern put in place by an elite, who's working for dark forces. My friend, my brother, he told me this, to have hope. We are not alone. He says that to me every day. We are not alone and there are forces of light fighting for us, with us. And you know why they're fighting for us? Because they have hope. When there's hope you fight, because you know through us a chance of winning. And this chance of winning is huge. This was the message I want to pass. 22, the 1st of May 2020, Myra and Thorhan https://www.youtube.com/watch v=vkhp904sts re-upload the 21st of May 2012, edited version. Elena, Myra is already contacting me. I am really glad I can offer and share this connection. The connection I have with Maru is by the implant I have in my head. This implant had been put during my abduction by the Greys and they couldn't remove it. Myra and Thorhan who saved me. So they retuned the frequency, they jammed it and retuned it to their frequency. Then I can communicate with them and they were able to monitor me on my life. So that's how I connect with her. I could connect with Thorhan as well by implant which I activate by energy and energy work. But I have a better connection with him by the heart. We have a link with the heart to heart chakra. So this is how it works. Who they really are, their lives, where they come, from their job that you know them better. Thorhan, for you I am an old man, I am in your years 155. The bodies we incarnate in last, I will speak in Terran years because it is better for you. So in Terran years those who are incarnate live up to the luckiest 900. But it is not the medium lifespan. The medium less fun, is 600-700. So I can tell between 500 and 900 years for those who are incarnated in our physical bodies. You have to know that when you ask for Pleiades I am actually speaking about the Erens, Thesphromera.